Good evening. For WVIK News, I'm Herb Trix. In northern Illinois today, two people were killed and two others seriously injured in a natural gas pipeline explosion. The Lee County Sheriff's Department says the explosion happened at about 9 a.m. today at a farm near Nachusa. The department did not immediately have many details, but WIFR-TV from Rockford reports the explosion occurred when workers were attempting to free a stuck tractor with another tractor. The sheriff's office says one of the injured people is in critical condition. The other is listed in stable. None of the four names have been released yet. The Iowa grocery and beverage industries are gearing up again to try to repeal Iowa's popular bottle deposit law when lawmakers return to the Capitol in January. They released a survey today they say shows Iowans would prefer better recycling programs. Joyce Russell has more.
The Iowa Grocery Industry Association and the Iowa Beverage Association propose a bill to repeal the law and instead expand recycling. According to their survey, 55% of Iowans would support the bill. John Otterbeck with the Beverage Group says his industry would pay into a $60 million fund to encourage curbside recycling.
They make it more convenient and readily available to places where it's not currently available to residents.
The industry say their poll shows Iowans oppose expanding Iowa's current deposit from 5 cents to 10, or to cover more containers. Other surveys show Iowans overwhelmingly favor the bottle law. I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.
And this week, Happy Joe's is treating special needs kids with a party. It's the 45th year the pizza and ice cream chain has hosted holiday parties for children with disabilities. Today and tomorrow, the Taxslayer Center in Moline, DJs, dancers, and other entertainers are performing for hundreds of children and their caregivers. Happy Joe Whitty, the founder and owner, says the party means as much to him as it does to the kids. And his daughter, Crystal Whitty Urshan, says it all started back in 1972. When a mother asked Happy Joe for permission to bring her child to eat at his restaurant.
And he was kind of like, why would you ask permission? She said he has special needs and he's a little bit, you know, has some things that sometimes people don't appreciate him in the restaurants. And he said, well, bring him in. He's absolutely welcome. And so he came in and he became a special guest. And then that got Happy Joe thinking about it. And he decided, you know, I wonder how many other kids and families are staying home because they don't think they're welcome.
A few school districts couldn't afford transportation this week, so Happy Joe paid for the buses to bring them to one of the four parties today and tomorrow. 38 kids came to that first party for special needs kids back in 1972. Now Happy Joe's employees are expecting over 1,500 this week. Former Illinois Republican congressman and independent presidential candidate John Anderson died on Sunday. He was 95 years old. WNIJ's Susan Stevens has more.
The Rockford native served 10 terms in Congress, then ran against Democrat Jimmy Carter and Republican Ronald Reagan in the 1980 presidential race. Rockford Register star political editor Chuck Sweeney says Anderson was known as an independent thinker.
I think he advanced a lot of causes that are kind of seen as out there because he thought they were good ideas and we ought to think about.
Those ideas included the elimination of the Electoral College and a 50-cent per gallon gas tax. Most recently, Anderson served as chairman for the Center for Voting and Democracy. Former campaign manager Tom Wartowski says Anderson has an important place in American history.
He'll go down as a footnote. He created the path for independent candidates.
Anderson is survived by his wife, 5 children, and 11 grandchildren. I'm Susan Stevens.
And for WVIK, Quad Cities NPR, I'm Herb Trix.